Vince Style, live from the heart of Belito and covering the Dolphin Coast with a blanket of sound and giving you, of course, not just great music, but cool local perspectives and interviews with people that you should know. And you should know my next guest because she's no stranger to the microphone, the studio, radio life and style in general. Privy Makan is the Ward 22 Salt Rock Ward Councillor, and she's in the house with me on a wonderful Wednesday morning. Hello, Privy, how are you?
Good morning, Mike, and good morning to the listeners of 88 FM. I'm great, and it's always good to be back on your show.
It's great to have you, and we haven't had a chat for a while, but we're connecting because there's a kind of an important bit of public service announcing to do, and there is a holiday, a celebration, a religious observance happening tomorrow, in fact, and it's one that is significant for this part of the world. We're talking about Diwali.
Yes, so very, very auspicious time of the year and an auspicious day on the Hindu calendar, but not just locally. It's a very auspicious day on the global Hindu calendar.
Absolutely.
So I'm very, very excited for tomorrow.
So this is the thing. And for those who are not entirely clued up with the significance and the context, can you give us a little background?
Sure. So basically, Diwali is an annual celebration. Like I said, it's a global global religious festival. Mm. So not just South African. And the story behind it is actually quite incredible. So it comes from one of our Hindu scriptures, where it basically is a spiritual triumph of good and light over evil and light over darkness.
And that's it's known as the Festival of Lights.
It is the Festival of Lights, correct. So the story behind it is there was a prince who was banished, and he was banished for 14 years, and him and his faithful, his loyalists, basically, they fought an evil king, and they triumphed over that. And when he returned home after 14 years in exile and banishment, his kingdom basically illuminated his pathway with light to welcome him back, and that is the spiritual victory of light over darkness. It's quite an incredible story. I'm getting goosebumps, and I get goosebumps every time I read it.
It's powerful imagery, and it resonates, as you say, across the world. And typically, tying in with the Festival of Lights, there is normally a very bright light celebration that goes hand in hand with it. And it's always been, whether it's been the lighting of oil lamps or in more recent times, lighting up the sky with fireworks in one shape or another. And we can expect tomorrow, being the day of observance, to be another showcase, a festival of light in many different ways. And that sometimes, when the firework picture comes into the equation, can be a bit of a contentious thing, because often fireworks aren't just about the light. There's also a sound component to it.
Sure.
And that sometimes can cause friction. So there are bylaws that come into play. And when it comes to making sure that celebrations can go off without a hitch, that they can be joyous and bring people together rather than cause friction, you've got a handle on what the bylaws are regarding fireworks.
Sure. And you know, Mike, it's interesting for me because we live in such an incredibly diverse and generous community.
Mm.
But whenever Diwali approaches, the significance of Diwali is almost diluted because the conversation immediately goes to fireworks.
Yeah.
And I think the one thing I must emphasize before we speak about the bylaws pertaining to fireworks is that Diwali is so much more.
Mm.
It's a celebration, like I said, of light over darkness. It's families coming together. You know, for me as a Hindu, it is such a significant day, and it starts off with cleansing. It moves on to celebrating with your family, illuminating your homes, gifting.
Yeah.
So it incorporates so many different components into making it a day of spiritual and religious significance for us Hindus.
The
and
light show is a tiny slice of that.
It's a component of it, absolutely. Diwali is so much more. And I hope that as we move along, and as you keep giving me a platform, our communities will also be more informed on exactly what Diwali is about. Yeah.
You see, so you're getting a little bit of a perspective if you didn't already have one right now. And while we are preparing and expecting Diwali to be a big day of celebration, a full day significance tomorrow, we're obviously going to be making sure that things go off without a hitch. And when it comes to your position, ward councillor, what would you like the ward and the greater Dolphin Coast community to know as far as keeping things above board?
Sure. So obviously it would be specifically around the discharge of fireworks and aligning those to the municipal approved bylaws. Mike, the one thing that we must be very, very clear about is that in whatever way you celebrate your religious beliefs, they must never infringe on the rights of other people. And the municipal bylaws are very, very clear in that. The other aspect is that element of tolerance and responsibility as well, responsible behavior.
Yeah.
So the municipal bylaws are very clear in terms of the discharge within a municipal area. So they basically speak to the discharge of fireworks within a municipal area being permitted over the 7 days of Diwali. But according to the South African Hindu Mahasabha, who are the regulatory body, Diwali is actually only on one day. It's the 31st of October this year, and it's determined by astrological charts.
Okay.
So it's not on the same day every single year.
Okay.
And I think because it's been so extensively publicized, animal lovers, elderly, people with young kids, and people that are sound sensitive are in a position to forward plan to some degree. If you've got pets and if there's sound sensitivity, there are mechanisms in place that you can actually put in. The other aspect of the bylaw speaks specifically to big bangs. So
yeah.
Big bangs are not permitted. And the reason they are not permitted is because the sale of it is illegal. So if the sale of it is completely illegal, you shouldn't be in a position to acquire them illegally and then discharge them within a municipal area.
That makes sense, yeah.
So that is something that I want to implicitly state, that big bangs are not permitted within the municipal area. The time frame in terms of the discharge, so the bylaws are actually silent on that. So they don't speak to, you've got to stop discharging at 10 p.m. or midnight.
Mm.
But what I would encourage is people discharge fireworks in line with the nuisance control and public disturbance bylaw. So be tolerant and mindful and respectful of your neighbors as well. Because like I said, we are a diverse community.
Yeah.
The municipal bylaws speak to public disturbance ending at 10 p.m. And it's, for me, it's just to encourage our community to celebrate in a responsible way, but also being tolerant and mindful of those around us, but also the environment. Because, you know, whilst we can put mechanisms in place to sedate pets and other sound sensitive elements, what about wildlife, you know? So
yeah.
There's always that to factor in as well.
Absolutely.
Yes.
There's a lot to consider, a lot of factors. But those guidelines then create a situation where it's not hard to follow and not hard to be able to celebrate in a way that is appropriate and considerate and balances the rights and responsibilities, right?
I think considerate is a great word. The way each one of us celebrate should never infringe on the rights of anyone around us. Because the reality is that Diwali's on the 31st, on the 1st of November, we're all going to go back to living as peaceful neighbors and peaceful community. And that's what I want to encourage, for people to celebrate in a considerate manner, but also within the confines of their religious beliefs.
Well, there you go. You got the message right here. The day before Diwali in 2024, tomorrow, for the 31st of October, for all of those celebrating May it be a joyous celebration, a happy coming together, and may it be the festival of lights that we hope it and we know it will be. And for those that are bracing for some loud stuff, well, now you know the story as far as the bylaws are concerned. And Privy, thanks for giving us the perspective and a bit of context to not just the celebration, but also from a municipal bylaw perspective, what the word is. Any last words from your side?
Yes. Thank you once again for the platform, Mike. I'm definitely looking forward to being back on the show soon, hopefully. And I want to wish all the Hindu listeners and the Hindu community of the greater Ballito area a very, very happy Diwali, a joyous celebration, and a prosperous new year. Thank you.
Here we go. You heard it here on Radio Life and